Dick Weiss, longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, now works for stlbeacon.org, also has his own web enterprise, weissright.com, weissright.com. Dick Weiss, always a pleasure, my friend.
Correct you, though. You said longtime editor of the Post-Dispatch. I was an editor. Terry Levins was listening to you and said, shouldn't call me just the editor.
Just the editor.
You're giving me too much credit.
I apologize. all right. So speaking of the Post-Dispatch, more layoffs.
Yeah. Some support staff at the Post-Dispatch was let go. I think four people. I think one was able to come back because of the retirement of Denise Santangelo, a longtime staffer there. And probably the biggest news was that a top female editor resigned, Christine Bertelsen. She was a features editor, and probably most people remember her as the head of the editorial page for many years.
Sure.
And she left, and that leaves in top management really no women.
Now, did she leave, or was she asked to leave, or did they change the locks on her?
It's officially she retired.
She retired at age 35.
No, she's a little bit older than me, and I'm 57. I won't say – I'll be kind, and I won't say how old she is. She, her dad was the managing editor many years ago at the Post-Dispatch, so a lot of institutional memory has walked out the door. Very talented person. We don't know where she's going to go. I don't think she'll remain retired.
Right.
I think she needs to make a living. And that's, you know, was a sad day.
Right.
For her, I don't know if there will be more layoffs to come. I think the guild negotiations are coming up, and we'll see what they can get out of that.
I have had numerous friends tell me that they have canceled their subscription to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and I say, why? And they say, because I can read it online.
You can read it online, right?
Rupert Murdoch is now making some noise about he wants everything in the Rupert Murdoch world to have a fee attached to it online.
Yeah, now the Wall Street Journal, which Rupert Murdoch now owns, was a one of the few papers that continued to charge fees. And initially, when Murdoch took over, he was thinking maybe he would make it free. But he's reversed course, and now he believes that the online journalism ought to be paid for. And he is just one of many who are looking into creating paywalls of some sort. Stephen Brill, who is a lawyer by training but has gotten into journalism in a big way over the years, is also trying to put together a group where you would pay, if you were a regular reader, let's just say of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and you wanted to go there frequently, you would have to pay something. If you were just surfing and you wanted to taste a bit of the Post-Dispatch's coverage, it would be free up to a certain point, and every newspaper could decide how much they wanted to give away and how much you would have to pay for. And I think the day of the paywall is probably coming. Whether it will work, whether it will save journalism as we know it, is remains to be seen.
Well, you think about this for a second. Think of our hometown newspaper. If they put some type of pay-per-view on the sports pages, sports people would pay.
I would think so.
They would,
you would
pay.
There are some people, whether it would be Jeff Gordon or Brian Burwell or
Bernie,
I personally would pay a substantial fee to read Rick Hummel.
Right.
I would go there, and I'd put up with it, especially if it were, you know, micro amounts.
That's exactly right.
A few cents.
And you know, I used to get the paper delivered to my house. Since I leave now way too early, I canceled it, and I get it here at the station. But how many people say, I'll just go online and get it?
Right.
Now they send you instant updates and breaking news, so there's really no reason to check back. They tell you when to check into the it just makes no sense to me why they're giving their product away for free and then complaining about the economy.
Right. Now, there is a guy, there's a website for the Cardinals, STL Cardinals, for I can't even remember the handle.
STLCardinals.com.
And there's a guy, I think his name is Reigns, if I'm not mistaken. He's a regular writer for
Rob Reigns. There's also Matthew Leach.
Matthew Leach is who I'm thinking of. And he's free, and he will probably always remain free. And you may develop, because these other people cost some money, an affinity for Matthew Leach, or at least you're going to give him a try.
Right.
So, you know, it's a bit of a risk involved, but these guys, veteran reporters, have so much experience and so much knowledge, just like Joe Strauss, who has a great story about Dave Duncan in the paper today, that you're going to want to see their stuff.
Yeah. What about our good friend, pitching coach Dave Duncan? Certainly did air some dirty laundry through the media.
Well, it's interesting because Dave, this was not a story based on Dave going to Joe Strauss and complaining.
Right.
Joe picked up on what Dave was saying to others and about his feelings regarding his son being traded for what I thought was a couple of broken bats, but apparently Julio Lugo turned out to be quite a good hitter and hasn't messed up in the field too much.
Right, and Chris Duncan has been released by the Boston Red Sox.
And so he was upset by the way his son was handled and treated, he said, by the media. And, of course, the media, he feels, is responsible for kind of whipping up the fans. But, you know, what did he expect? His son, it is his son, and so a lot of people are going to charge, you know, nepotism already. I mean, that sort of comes with the territory.
Right.
And now Dave's a pitching coach, and Chris is a fielder and a hitter. So supposedly there's a line, but it sounds like Dave was getting involved in some of what was going on with his son. It was, as Joe reported, was berating the training staff. And so he wasn't keeping much of a bright line between himself and his son. And his son didn't play well. His son did do a good job in getting the Cardinals into the World Series and winning the World Series a couple of years ago. But it's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of business.
Well,
so I don't know what he can expect.
He's upset because the team didn't treat his son the way he thinks he should have. He found out about the trade late. He's never been in any type of advisory role when it comes to player development in the organization, all of which you don't necessarily want as your team is 10 games up headed into the playoffs.
Right. Well, and it apparently hasn't affected the effort of the pitchers yet.
Right.
Or his efforts in helping John Smoltz, who is a terrible year with the Red Sox and turn it around almost immediately.
Dave Duncan's stock could not be any higher.
Right, so he could probably find a good job anywhere in baseball if he wanted it. But, of course, I guess we all hope he stays, and we all wish Chris Duncan well.
The quote, I think, that Joe Strauss gets, which is fascinating, is Dave Duncan's contract is up at the end of the year. And in the newspaper, the quote is, "I'll make my decision on a personal basis, not a professional one."
Yeah.
Normally, the quote is, you know, I'm a professional, personalities don't get involved with this.
Right.
But this one, I'll make the decision personal and not professional.
And, you know, maybe you'll come up with the line, "I want to spend more time with my family." I don't know. But we all hope that the World Series cures all.
Yeah.
It didn't cure all for Scott Rolen, though, did it?
No, it did not. So. Well, at least for that two-week stretch, it did. We don't have enough time now, but Steve Brown and Jeff Smith story, that's a great story. We'll probably maybe talk about it next week. But this Steve Brown, it now comes out, Jake Wagman's story, that he spent $200,000 of his own money to get that job down in Jefferson City.
Is that right? I didn't see that. But it's the whole thing is horrible.
Yeah.
Jeff Smith, who set himself up as a kind of a hero of the common man, turns out to be a crook.
Right. I think there should be some type of, rule of thumb, that if somebody spends $200,000 of their own money to get a job that pays them $25,000, you should sort of question the sanity of that candidate.
I think so.
All right, Dick Weiss, WeissWrite.com, WeissWrite.com. Short on time, what's the best story we've never read?
Interesting piece in Newsweek Online on what you might call fat rage. There are people who are outraged, including even fat people, by other people who are fat, including the new Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, who is a Zoftig doctor, who is an MBA and a recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant, and was immediately attacked for being overweight and therefore not a great role model. And why are we getting on her case? Because she's a little chunky.
All right.
And that's a good piece to read. It's the link's actually at weisreit.com and also on the Beacon. We put it on the Beacon as well.
There you go, stlbeacon.org. Go there daily. It's a great news source. Jeff Duncan, have a good week. Jeff Duncan. I'm sorry. Dick Weiss, have a good week. 848. Mike Shannon next on the Home of the Cardinals, KTRS.